Hello, hello everyone. Welcome. Be comfortable. People are still coming. Any newcomers? I don't think so. No. Okay, then, when you're comfortable enough and cozy, you can close your eyes. We can close our eyes together. Welcome to people who are coming in. Come in and join us. Let your bodies know that your body can settle for the next hour or so. Nothing is required, demanded. The same with your mind. Doesn't mean anything needs to change, but just this invitation for the body and the mind to feel surrounded with friendliness. Openness. Which means that the body can just be a body. The body is, wait, well, let's postpone knowing what the body is. But perhaps we can be open to the possibility that the reality that creates the bodily sensation or the thought is the same reality that creates the sound of this voice. And when I use the word reality, it can be replaced by so many words that we cherish. That, whatever you like to name it, that which creates the thought or the bodily sensation is the same that creates the sound of this voice. And for now, I'll call it reality. I could call it presence. I could call it God. I could call it consciousness. In other words, the reality of your experience right this moment is the same reality, is the reality of all things. Only one reality. And somehow we'll be open to the possibility that you know this reality intimately. And I want to say that you know this reality intimately, but not personally. And maybe I won't say more about that, but it's more of an intimacy rather than a personal knowledge. Maybe we could say intimate. You know this reality intimately and directly. Because if we say it's per a personal knowledge, it means it's a knowledge of the mind. And actually, the mind cannot know this reality. If you try to perceive this reality with your mind, with thinking, through thinking, inevitably, you're looking for an object of experience. So the mind is therefore like a moth. It's very much drawn towards reality, towards knowing. And that's good. So it's not bad to try and know. This reality with the mind. Because in that attempt, the mind sort of moves away from the objects of experience towards the source of experience. And it can sometimes go quite far, and then at some point it reaches the end of thinking. It sort of collapses. And that's what we call a moment of understanding. But that in you, which knows reality directly and intimately, is you. Not a thought, not a sort of sense perception or feeling. It's you. Very ordinary you. You know reality directly and intimately. You know consciousness directly and intimately. Only reality can know reality directly and intimately. Only consciousness can know consciousness directly and intimately. And really, knowing doesn't quite work because it evokes a subject and an object. The reality of your experience is the reality of all things. And that which knows that reality is reality. And of course, I'm leading us on some kind of thinking process as I say these things. But hopefully, you can let these words perhaps take you on a higher reasoning pathway, but at the same time, sort of wash over you. And leave you just with the word reality. There is only one reality. And anytime your attention moves towards an object of experience, bodily sensation, or the breath, or a thought, maybe you can just effortlessly let the object be unstuck from the reality, that the object comes and goes. The sound of this voice comes and goes. Something doesn't come and go. Reality, presence. And there's something very intimate there. Sensation in the body. You know it, and then you gently, effortlessly unstick the sensation. Let it flow, let it go. And stay with Whatever it is that your heart recognizes. When I say your heart, I mean reality. There's nothing to reach. It's here. It's now. It's known. Everything that is experienced, even perhaps there's an effort going on, an attempt to understand, feeling in the body. Anything that is being perceived right this moment is made out of that singular reality. It's simple. It's so simple. It's so accessible. Because it's what you are, it's what we are. Prior to experience, the mind cannot understand this. That's why it's both ever so simple, but for the mind, sort of gets the mind going into gymnastics. So maybe don't go there. Just feel your hearts, and hopefully what I'm saying is reverberating a little bit or a lot. And if not, not to worry. Whatever it is that you experience, you somehow you feel that it takes you back to this reality. It comes out of this reality, it unfolds within this reality, and it takes itself back to reality. So if you got lost in an experience, in the sound of this voice, in the thoughts, in a sensation, just follow its trajectory, just like a wave. The only place it can take you is back to yourself, your essential self. There's no possibility of ever being excluded from this. Feel the your breath, feel the coming and the going of your breath. Without making an effort to breathe, just letting the natural movement of the inhale, the pause, the exhale, the pause. Really feeling, sensing the place at the bottom of the exhale where the breath dissolves. The next in breath. Out breath, and then tasting that place. Before the next wave is created. Little moments. Of pure openness. And if you want, you can gently lengthen the inhale through the nostrils, long inhale, maintaining this quality of effortlessness. The pause at the top of the in-breath and long, smooth exhale through the nostrils. No effort, no pushing. And that moment, timeless moment at the bottom of the exhale, let it spread in all directions. That placeless place, that openness at the bottom of the inhale, or sorry, of the exhale, We could say it's a moment of pure openness. Something to do with the reality I was evoking. And with the inhale, this quality of reality, of intimacy, is also here. And with the pause at the top of the inhale, and also during the exhale. And it's the place in which the exhale dissolves. And feel that there isn't a breather, a separate breather. Feel that the movement of breath isn't personal. Or separate, it's impersonal and intimate. Long, smooth. And that pause at the bottom of the exhale. And we're exploring, of course, whatever is surfacing in terms of layers of feelings or sensations. Just like fish appearing in this openness, you let them swim in the openness. In this reality. We're going to do a little breathing exercise and just keeping the quality of what we're exploring. So take your hands. I'm sure you all know this exercise. It's called alternate nostril breathing. And you take your right hand. I think it's with the right hand. It doesn't matter. And with your thumb, you're going to gently apply pressure on your right nostril. Have your ring finger ready and hovering above your left. Sorry, so your thumb is over your right nostril. That's right. And your ring finger is hovering above your left nostril. And we're going to take alternate breaths. So we're going to inhale. I'm going to say it and then we'll do it gently and slowly. But you're going to inhale through the left nostril. At the top of the inhale, you gently apply pressure with your ring finger on the left nostril. You let go of the thumb on the right nostril and a long, smooth exhale through the right nostril. A pause. Then with the next inhale, it comes up through the right nostril. At the top of the inhale, applying pressure with your thumb on the right nostril, gently release the ring finger of the left nostril, and it's a long, smooth exhale. And we continue like that. You find your own rhythm. Everything's very gentle. The pressure of your fingers on your nostrils. You can apply ujjayi breath if you know it, the filter in the back of the throat. Long, smooth, even from the beginning to the end. And the pool of openness at the bottom of the exhale. Trusting your own exploration. One reality. One invisible reality pervading, permeating every moment of experience. Nobody breathing. Yes, after the next exhale through the left nostril, we stop. Feeling the sensations of the body. Feeling the sensations that we call the body. Don't have any image or memory. Just feeling the mass of sensations in this moment. See if you can feel as much body as you can, even though you don't refer to an image, just go to all the places in your body that you can access directly, your feet, soles of your feet. Space between your toes. Tops of your feet. Just let the body sort of come to life. So you go towards, but you let it come to you too. So it's not effortful, it's just a sort of lighting up the tactile body. Feel your legs. Hello, legs. Your shins, your ankles, your shins. Don't manufacture, just light it like you're lighting the street lamps. You're lighting your body and saying hello. Your knees, your thighs, your hips, the back of your legs, your calves, your back of your knees, your the back of your thighs, your pelvis. Feel your hips deep inside the sockets. Your perineum, your sexual area, your anus, your whole pelvis, your belly. Whatever, however it presents itself. Your belly, your torso, front of your torso. Your breast. The upper torso, clavicular area, your shoulders, your throat. Your chin, your cheeks, your nose, your mouth, your eyes, your whole face, your ears, top of your head, your scalp, the sides of your face, sides of your head, the back of your head, back of your neck, lighting it up, letting it come alive, the back of your shoulders, your armpits. Deep armpits coming to life, the sides of your waist, of your torso, the left, the right, the back body, whole back of the body, upper back, middle back, lower back, sacrum. You feel your whole body, whatever, however, whatever, one mass of life, a mass of sensations, amorphous cloud of sensations, very alive. Feeling of the temperature on your skin and the touch of your clothes. And the floor under the body, somehow feeling that too, the sense of the floor, the texture of the floor, the temperature of the floor. Temperature of the space beyond the body, feeling that the body can warm the space all around. And the space all around can also warm the body or cool the body. It's a as an interchange. And same with the floor, the earth under the body. It's a elemental relationship. Feel the body is heating the floor, the ground, penetrating. And the energy of the earth is penetrating the body. And it's not something that you need to provoke, it's already happening. It's because we're relaxing a little bit and just listening. You don't have to exert any effort here. And if there's tension and pain, gather that up within this cloud of tactility. Don't let the painful tension stand out and feel isolated. Let it rejoin the totality. So that the reality of the body, space, earth, the tactile. Experience right this moment. And the reality of this experience become closer, harmonize, instead of singular sensations. My body, the earth, the space, Ellen's voice. Here in meditation, we can feel the unison of experience. The interconnectedness, and it's more than that, of all that is perceived right this moment. Your body interconnected with the space beyond it, interconnected with the sound of this voice, interconnected with the breath and with the earth. And when I say these things, I'm itemizing, but really I'm meaning to collapse the singularities. If there's a tiny little movement somewhere in the body, or in this field that we call the body, which we have discovered isn't as localized as we experience it when we're not in meditation, but right this moment, if there's a bit of movement in the spine or somewhere, doesn't matter where, just let it express itself without opening your eyes and just without even doing it, just let it happen. As if it, and it is, let the totality move within itself. So even if the mind says, oh yeah, now I'm moving my body, my head's moving, my shoulders. Yes, now I'm doing it. Just let the thoughts, whatever thoughts arise, let them be part of this don't know what to call it. This and this. And this, but only one reality. Now feel the movement dissolves and be knowingly the reality in which the movement dissolves. You already are, you always are, you only are. And you can let your body, this bodily sensations really dissolve. Really dissolve, like there might be a little more dissolving that can happen in the shoulders, I bet. In the hips, in the jaw, in the eyelids. In the heart. Feel that the reality, the borderless field, it calls everything back to itself. Come, come home. Relax. And you might, of course, be very aware of the habit of s standing apart, of standing as the knower, the doer, the efforter, the effort maker. And if that arises, you have an opportunity to see more directly what that is made of. That doer, mover, controller, what is it actually made of? A sort of mixture of thought and tension. And once it's seen more clearly for what it is, then it can be let go of. I mean, it doesn't have to disappear, but chances are something will relax. Fall in love with that field. Fall in love with yourself, with your true self. That's the invitation of meditation. Fall in love again. It's like what, how do you say it? You're rethinking your vows, renewing. That's it. Renewing your vows with the beloved. Let's do one tiny little movement, posture with your head, just really gentle and small. So, really, no effort. Stay really widely safe of pushing or doing. We're going to do neck circles, head circles, really gentle, small, really small circles, smooth. Make sure that breathing's happening and that the whole rest of the body is not doing anything because it's not needing to do anything. And in terms of the head circle, feel that you're not doing it. You're the field in which it is unfolding. Even though the habit is strong to feel that you live in the head and that right now you're moving. You're doing the moving. You're inside the head and you're doing the moving, but that is just a habit. You don't live behind the eyes. There's definitely a strong sensation behind the eyes. Yes, now we go the other way gently. Just a ripple. Just a ripple of reality moving in reality. Yes, and then let the head gently come dissolve, disappear. And if that feeling of living behind the eyes is strong, so what? Let it be there. Its reality is shared with every other experience. It's not more real than the sound of this voice, or less real. And when I say real reality, I think I'm also meaning something to do with love. Because of the intimacy and the closeness and the absence of borders. Make yourselves really comfortable now because I'm going to play us a beautiful piece of music. Just, I don't know why, just to finish them and close the meditation. So maybe you want to lie down or wrap up in a blanket. Here it comes. Don't forget that this music is appearing in openness, not in your physical ears, in your presence. And its reality is harmonizing with your reality. We have a little break and come back in 10 minutes, 5 minutes actually, because it's already half past. Let's come back in 5 minutes. Thank you, everyone.
Welcome back. Hi, everyone. You have a cold, Ali. You've got a very big scarf. Well, if there are any questions or sharings, feel free to unmute and just. Hi, Anne. She's laughing. What are you laughing at, Anna?
I'm just smiling at the delight of being.
It's nice to be together. Hi, Mark.
Helen, I just wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome. Are you, Louise?
Was I really needed this. Yeah. So my body responded, really responded well. And when you were saying, don't let the words cut it up into pieces or make it separate, I felt something inside me just obey that.
Good.
And move into that place without parameter.
Yeah.
And I loved in the breathing when you said about breathing out, it dissolving, but also let it go in all directions.
Right.
There was a real sense for me that it was sort of flowing, coursing through and out. So that was very beautiful for me to hear as well.
Funny how words sometimes can really speak directly to the body.
Yes, and that's just what happened. My body responded. So it was, and as well, being able to move my body in response to your permission, if you like, enabled my body as well to release
Great.
some of the held tension, and
Yeah.
really physically feeling it dissolve.
Yeah. Yeah. They're powerful, these, not always, doesn't always somehow Sometimes there's obstructions, but sometimes it's potent, even though it seems like we're not doing much. It's precisely because we're not doing much, or precisely because we've heard the invitation not to do much, but in a way that's not a doing. So it's a bit of an unraveling to begin with, but it can be potent medicine, in terms of reminding the body, our being, of our true identity, and but directly with the body, that sort of tactile relaxation, which is ever so simple when it happens, isn't it?
It's meant to be. It's not always that so though, is it? But as you
No.
say, in meditation, it puts it on course almost.
Exactly, Louise. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you again to everyone. You all
Yeah.
look so beautiful.
We have the honor of Eugene's presence. Oh, she's gone. She froze.
And I have a question.
Yeah.
Today, when you were talking about consciousness as intimate instead of personal,
Oh. Yeah.
it really, I don't know, I guess it was words that really touched my body because I sometimes feel kind of fraught whenever I hear in, like, not really in this space, but other non-dual spaces about consciousness being kind of like objective or not personal, I guess is the best way I can talk about it. Because I've
Impersonal, often
impersonal,
is
yes.
used. Yeah.
Impersonal, but like I've always wanted consciousness to be personal because I want to imagine consciousness as caring, like caring about my personal story or about how my day is or what I care about. But when you were talking about it being intimate, I felt like it was a word that maybe felt more true than personal, which is the word I always use in my mind when I think about consciousness. I think like I want consciousness to care about my story. But I think what the way you spoke about it as intimate felt m more true, and I wanted you to say more.
Well, you see, in meditation, in this meditation, it's not always there. It's as if there were levels at which we can talk about the relationship with this otherness, this mystery. And sometimes we can talk about it from the point of view of the person, of Ellen or Kyra. And then it's more like you could say the Christian way of this beloved other, Jesus, Mary, who cares about me, Ellen or Kyra. And there's a very personal sort of incarnate relationship. And yet we know, and yet we still know that it's the same heart. There's only one heart, you could say. But here, in a sort of non-dual meditation such as I guided today, it's not like a better or there's no hierarchy, but it's almost like a deeper level of experience, where in the way that I was trying to sort of evoke. Because you really shouldn't be talking about this in a way, you know, it's, but conscious, the reality of your experience, or how should I say this? That in you, Kyra, that in you, that the you that recognizes consciousness at that level is no longer Kyra, the person, or the story with a past and a future and an age and a gender and all that. It's you consciousness.
Right.
So at so it's an immediate knowing. It's closer than close, but there is no longer a person there to be cared for. So the person doesn't always understand or like this, because the person from at that level of meditation, it may elicit resistance from the part of us that really wants to stay at a sort of other level. Do you see what I'm saying? We get glimpses. It's an invitation to almost to die before dying. You know, it's not a place. You know, it's not necessarily a place we have to always be in touch with. It is the truth, though. It is the essential truth. But there are many. But then that truth can sort of become more relative, and it's still the same truth. But it has an expression that allows for a person and a beloved, a person and Jesus or whatever, or Buddha, or I hope I'm saying something that helps.
I like the person. I like that.
You like the person.
Well, the
You
person
like
part of me likes that. I
the person part of you likes that.
more than thinking of consciousness just as always impersonal. But
Impersonal.
yeah, impersonal. But to think more of it as kind of not hierarchy levels, but different places maybe I can go with consciousness or consciousness goes with me.
You just, I think, yeah, I think that's enough, but yes.
Thank you, Alan.
How are our friends in America doing?
We're still breathing.
That's good.
I'm kind of amazed that I could be this happy and feel so deeply a sense that all is well when I'm in this shrine with you all. When all of that is happening in the world, I mean,
I
it's
know.
amazing. It's amazing to feel this much safety when my mind says a lot of different things around that, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is so important that we meet like this.
Yeah.
It's so important.
It is.
Thank you for this, Ellen.
Well, thank you all. I mean, I need it just as much as we all need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, thank you for showing,
I
letting me.
know we do.
Yeah.
I have to agree with Claire, with my friend Claire, that it's, just coming in and just sitting down, it's like my body just kind of goes, yes. And the mind kind of slows down and begins to turn off. And it feels like I instantly got this flash of, or the word support, the word support came as this is, essential for, at least it's essential for my well-being to be in spaces like this. Yeah. I just feel at home. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah. I know there are other spaces. I feel like joining forces with other spaces. I know Pamela does one and another lovely woman called Suzanne Marie. And I've been sort of thinking, oh, maybe I'll reach out and we'll do one bigger one once, every something or other. And anyway, I'm not
Once a
promising.
week, once a week.
It does feel a bit like that, like the more the merrier, the more the
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. I do see Pamela and I see Suzanne Marie and I see Shakti Katarina and I see them all. I see you all. And it's like every single one is like so nurturing. And it's like it's another reason. I don't know if I want to use the word hope, but there is this sense that even though it's going down, there's also something that's rising, you know. I mean, it really feels like.
Right. That's a nice way to see it.
I would say there's sort of
And
like
Jeannie Zandi says Kate B. Jeannie Zandi, yes. Sorry, Len, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Len.
Was just going to say that I feel that, to what's being said, there's sort of an energy that's moving us to be non-reactive and as engaged as we're able to be. But this, for me, is one of the basis is this kind of meeting to allow for non-reactivity,
Right.
because that's getting tied into the storyline.
Yeah.
And there is a storyline, but there's an underlying feeling that I'm feeling. And I was saying to Anna, it's reminding me in a certain way of the energy that happened around the Vietnam wartime, that there's something that's going on that's very potent, and that we find our ground in the midst of that energy. And this is wonderful that you're offering this, because this is some of that support that Janet was talking about.
It's a kind of solidarity here, but and yet we don't talk about what we're each feeling in relationship to what's going on, and we're not addressing any of it. But we know the solidarity. Well, we share, we're exploring the fact of this one reality, which is ultimate solidarity, even with those who are bringing us down. Yeah.
And it is, in a certain way, like I mean, maybe this is the optimistic way of seeing it, but it's sort of group transformational because everybody's being pushed in particular ways. And we have to believe Martin Luther King that the arc of morality and ethics leans towards justice, whatever that amazing
Yes.
statement.
There's definitely no mistakes, you know. This it's a harsh, we're being dished a very intense reflection. Anyway.
And it touches England and everywhere. It's not
I think
just
it touches the whole world, yes. But I mean, you know, when you're there, it's I mean, I guess in these meditations, the film, the drama is collapsed back to just this moment, and we reassert our most essential, I don't know, you know what to call it, our most essential devotion. And in a way, we're asserting our essential devotion to not knowing, you know. To knowing that all is well and unfolding as it should, and yet not knowing what that looks like. And yeah, I don't know. My words are not quite landing, but yeah. But there's, you know, suffering is out there. There is suffering. That's another thing we know without the shadow of a doubt, there is suffering. And it's a sort of paradoxical, because in these meditations, we reach a place where suffering no longer arises, because at that most essential place of oneness, there's only oneness, but there is suffering. It's a real crucible, which we have to hold together. And each one, you know, in our own singular, unique way, we have to, each one of us will be reckoning with it, with this. Anyway, I will shush. We have time for maybe one more short little exchange. I have to go quite prompt, actually. Would have to be quite short. Zuzu.
I was just going to ask if you could send links to some of the people you were talking about that it's.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Only if you promise not to leave me. No, I'm having.
I will not, I'll never leave you.
Just kidding. Yeah, prenuptial agreement.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're
No,
bound by eternity. Yeah.
No, you absolutely, and you can leave me. It's totally fine. You know, that's
Yeah, I
just
know.
the way, you know. But yeah, there's lovely, lovely other meetings. I will definitely include Jeannie, Pamela, Suzanne Marie, and Katarina Shakti was also the fourth one. Yeah.
Thank you.
And every day of the week, you can. And they're all ladies. Have you noticed? They're all ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, and Mukti Gray says Kate. Kate's got lots of. Thank you, Kate. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here and sharing your lovely presences. Kate says definitely all ladies. Okay. Take care, everyone. Feel free to unmute to say bye and
Bye.
Bye
Thank you.
bye. Love you. Love you.
Love you. Love you. Next one in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye,
Thank you so
everyone.
much.
Love you all.
Beautiful meeting.
Bye.
Bye, Eugene. It's
Bye,
nice to see you.
Yosha.
Yeah. I'm not here.
Oh, bye, Doris. Bye, Anna.
Lovely people.
Bye, Hilka. Bye bye.
Bye, Kate.
Bye, Hilka.
Lynn, then,
Bye.
and other Anna.
Bye, Lenin, Anna.
And